In the not-so-distant future America, hero protagonist lives a double life. In the physical world, he's a down-on-his-luck pizza delivery driver for the mafia-owned Cosa Nostra Pizza, living in a storage unit. But step into the metaverse, a fully immersive virtual reality universe, and he transforms into digital royalty, last of the freelance hackers, greatest sword fighter in the world. This stark contrast between Hiro's cramped physical existence and his magnificent virtual mansion perfectly captures the novel's central premise. As our physical world deteriorates under hypercapitalism, we increasingly seek refuge in digital realms where status and freedom remain attainable. When Hiro crashes his high-tech delivery car while trying to meet an impossible deadline, he meets YT, yours truly, a teenage courier who becomes his unlikely ally in uncovering a conspiracy that spans both realities. In this fragmented America, the government has collapsed into irrelevance, replaced by corporate burbclaves and franchise nations where everything, including security and citizenship, has been privatized. Imagine a virtual world so vast it encircles a black sphere with a radius exceeding 10,000 kilometers, exactly 65,536 kilometers around, 2 to the 16th power, a number that would delight any hacker. This is the metaverse, Stevenson's most prophetic creation, where 120 million daily users gather as customizable avatars to escape physical reality. Here, the laws of physics are suggestions rather than requirements. Floating palaces hover alongside impossible geometric forms, while the street, the metaverse's main thoroughfare, hosts everyone from billionaires to those accessing through public terminals. But even in this digital utopia, inequality persists. Elite users sport high-resolution, photorealistic avatars with fluid movements, while the digital underclass appears as crude black-and-white Clints and Brandies, default avatars marking them as too poor to afford better hardware. At the pinnacle of this virtual society sits the Black Sun, an exclusive nightclub created by Hiro and his friend Dafydd, where only a few thousand people worldwide can enter. Everything inside is matte black. Not just for stas, but because it's easier for the computer to draw things in on top of it. Even in virtual space, form follows function, with function defined by computational efficiency rather than physical constraints. The novel's central threat emerges when Hiro witnesses his friend Dafydd collapse after viewing something called Snow Crash, both a computer virus in the metaverse and a drug in reality. This dual-nature threat operates across the digital-physical divide, suggesting a deeper connection between computer code and human consciousness. When Dafydd confidently accepts a hypercard containing Snow Crash, his avatar disintegrates into a jittering cloud of bad digital plasma before affecting his physical brain. Juanita, Hiro's ex-girlfriend, poses a chilling question. This Snow Crash thing, is it a virus, a drug, or a religion? Her answer? What's the difference? What's the difference? All three reprogram human thought patterns. The virus works by displaying a pattern that travels through the optic nerve directly into the brain, bypassing conscious thought. Your brain is a computer, and it can be hacked. This concept brilliantly extends computer security metaphors to human cognition. What makes this seemingly fantastical concept work is how Stephenson grounds it in neuro-linguistic theory and ancient mythology, revealing Snow Crash as a modern version of an ancient Sumerian Namshub or linguistic virus created by the godlike figure Enki. What if human civilization began with a form of linguistic programming? Through the Librarian, an artificial intelligence research assistant, Hiro discovers that Sumerian civilization may have been controlled by Mi, which functioned like linguistic programming. The Mi were like algorithms for carrying out certain activities essential to society. They were like little programs for humans. These ancient programs controlled everything from bread baking to religious ceremonies, allowing Sumerian civilization to maintain complex social structures through this linguistic operating system. According to researcher Lagos, the god Enki created a Namshub that reprogrammed human brains to be unable to understand Sumerian, creating the biblical Tower of Babel moment. This linguistic fragmentation served as a defense mechanism against a dangerous metavirus that had previously controlled humanity through shared language. By forcing linguistic diversification, Enki essentially patched a security vulnerability in the human operating system, until telecommunications magnate L. Bob Reif rediscovered the technique. Have you ever wondered why certain ideas spread like wildfire while others fade away? Perhaps our minds remain susceptible to programming, whether through language, religion, or viral content online. L. Bob Reif, a telecommunications magnate reminiscent of Rupert Murdoch and Bill Gates, controls the global fiber optic network and owns religious franchises and a converted aircraft carrier. He embodies the ultimate threat of information monopoly. His goal is total control through a biological agent that can access information anywhere, in computers, books, or human minds. Reif has uncovered an ancient Sumerian neurolinguistic virus that makes people susceptible to programming through language. His testing ground is the Raft, a massive floating structure centered on his aircraft carrier Enterprise, carrying Asian refugees as test subjects. The Raft serves as a physical metaphor for his information network, a complex web of vessels and connections, all controlled from the center. While Hero investigates the intellectual puzzle of Snow Crash, 15-year-old courier Yai T provides the novel's street-level perspective. She delivers packages on her high-tech skateboard, navigating fragmented America with remarkable adaptability. Her equipment, from Radix Mark IV smart wheels that adjust to terrain, to her Poon, magnetic harpoon for hitching rides, represents practical solutions to urban mobility when public infrastructure has collapsed. Yai T's character embodies teenage rebellion adapted to corporate reality. Working for Radix, Radical Knights of the Skateboard, a courier company with corporate structure but countercultural aesthetics. Her relationship with Uncle Enzo, the godfather-like leader of Nova Sicilia, the Mafia, provides some of the novel's most touching moments. After completing a pizza delivery for Cosa Nostra Pizza, Yai T earns Uncle Enzo's personal gratitude. Before they part, he gives Yai T his dog tags, still warm from his neck, telling her they might help if she ever finds herself in trouble. This human connection in a dehumanized world shows how personal relationships persist despite corporate structures. The Mafia, ironically, represents old-fashioned values in a world of franchise anonymity. The Mafia way is that we pursue larger goals under the guise of personal relationships. Snow Crash concludes with Hero defeating Reif by turning his virus into an advertisement for security consulting. But the novel's lasting impact lies in its prescient vision of our digital future. Stevenson introduced terms like avatar and metaverse that are now commonplace, while his portrayal of a corporate-dominated America feels increasingly plausible. Most significantly, Snow Crash predicted how information technology would reshape human consciousness. The novel's premise that minds can be hacked like computers has evolved from science fiction to reality, evident in social media algorithms and information warfare. The mindless scrolling many experience today mirrors Snow Crash's viral information concept. Through Juanita's warning that we are all susceptible to the pull of viral ideas, the novel delivers a crucial message about maintaining mental autonomy in an age of digital manipulation. 3 decades later, Snow Crash remains both prophetic and essential.